welcome to this month's Life Notes, which move you one book closer to living 12 categories smart. This is Jessie Colhagen, and you're listening to the Life Note, Vision to Reality, How Short-Term Massive Action Equals Long-Term Maximum Results, by Honoré Corridor, and summarized by Emily Snyder. As always, we'll begin with a quote. Step out in faith, faith in yourself, and when you do, the results will surprise you. End quote. Honoré Corridor is the creator of the Short-Term Massive Action, STMA, coaching program, a program to help people take huge action in a small amount of time. In this guide, Corridor shares the principles and tools that make this program so successful in helping us discover how we can turn our vision into our reality in just 100 days. So let's dig into the first big thought. Laying the groundwork, being who we need to be. Quote, who you are being is just as important, if not more important, than anything and everything you are doing. End quote. This book is about helping us get what we want. Corridor tells us that if we haven't reached our pinnacle of success, it's because of one of two reasons. Either we haven't been in business long enough, or we haven't discovered our personal success systems, which will help us create and continue to create the results we're looking for. Luckily, she's giving us just such a system. It's the STMA, or Short-Term Massive Action Program. This will show us how far we can go when we're intentional, strategic, and consistent. STMA is a personal and professional achievement system that Corridor developed to ensure her own personal success. While she was refining her process, she discovered that 100 days was the optimal time frame in which we can make some really huge progress while still maintaining a sense of urgency. Most people set year-long goals, but the trouble with that is that a year feels like forever. When we think we've got plenty of time, we continue to put things off until tomorrow. So now that we all know what STMA is, let's get started. The first thing Corridor stresses is that before we can dive into the how of making our vision reality, we must deal with the who. That who is us, of course. But what Corridor means by this is that, quote, equally important as what you're doing is who you're being, end quote. Some people are easy and enjoyable to be around, and other people are negative, irritable, and not fun at all to be around. Obviously, it's better to be the former. To help ensure that we are positive thinking, good feeling inducing people before we set out on our goal-getting journey, Corridor gives us the three key cornerstones of successful people. Number one is talent. When we have a natural aptitude for something, it means we'll be good at it, and that we'll probably really like to do it. Likewise, the more we like to do something, the more we'll do it and the better we'll get at it. Doing what we love, which very often is also what we're best at, is a surefire way to reach success. Quote, truly, when you do what you love, money, success, and happiness are sure to follow. End quote. Number two, character. For us to be successful, it's imperative for others to be able to depend and rely on us. Having strong character means we do the right thing because it's right to do, no matter what. When our characters are solid, we have far less to worry about. It's like that quote, when you tell the truth, there's nothing to remember. Number three, attitude. For lack of a better phrase, we tend to be drawn to people whom we get a good vibe from. We want to be around people who make us feel good, who are easy to be with, and who have an all-around good attitude. So it's important that we be someone others want to be around. Quote, without question, one of the most important elements in determining one's success is his or her attitude. End quote. Once we can say confidently that we're utilizing our talents and have a strong character and a good attitude, we've officially laid the groundwork to begin our STMA journey. So here goes. Big thought number two. Creating our vision, sidestepping the obstacles. Quote, fear not that you will dream too big and miss. Focus and act so that you aim high and hit. End quote. To really get the ball rolling, we first have to create our vision. We life bookers have a strong advantage here, as we already have our life visions defined. The key difference here is that we're creating a 100-day vision instead of an entire life vision or an annual set of goals. Our 100-day vision is our what. It's what keeps us moving forward and working toward our goals every day, even if we don't feel like it. Since we're all pretty familiar with how to formulate a vision, we won't spend a lot of time going over that here. But Corridor does raise some interesting points about obstacles we may encounter during our vision formation process. Often these obstacles are people. They may mean well, but we should all be aware of these vision killers. Corridor gives us four different types. Type 1, tradition. Beware of the phrase, "We've always done it this way." Type 2, fear of ridicule. People will criticize, but typically these are people who have failed to realize their own vision. Have compassion, but don't listen to them even a little. Type 3, stereotypes. People may ask us, "What makes you think you can do this?" Our answer should always be, "Why can't I?" Type 4, naysayers. We shouldn't give anyone who doesn't support our vision the time of day because they're wrong. Once we know what we want, Corridor says it's equally important to define why we want it, the why behind the what, if you will. If we don't know why we want something, or if we just want it for the sake of wanting it, the chances of us achieving are slim to none. On the other hand, if we have a clear, defined purpose for why we're working toward a certain goal, it will be nearly impossible for us not to achieve it. Having a strong sense of purpose will be the force that will continue to drive us over the next 100 days as we face obstacles that will inevitably come our way. Big thought number 3 is setting goals that get us up early and keep us up late. Quote, a specific goal gets achieved. A wishy-washy, I'm not sure what I want goal won't be. End quote. Having a crystal clear vision and purpose has a way of inspiring us to get moving, and that's exactly what Corridor tells us to do. Now it's time for us to set some goals that will steer our positive, outcome-producing energy in the right direction. But we're not setting just any kind of goals. We have to set SMART goals. In this book, Corridor says that SMART stands for specific, measurable, attainable, risky, and time-sensitive. Let's look a little closer at what each one means. Specific. Being specific about what we want to achieve is critical to actually achieving it. Vague goals that are open to interpretation will never be met. We must set a specific dollar amount we want to earn, a position we want to land, an exact number of chapters we want to write. Whatever the goal, it must be specific. Measurable. Quote, what gets measured and remeasured gets attention. End quote. Having a goal that is measurable goes hand in hand with one that's specific. We must establish concrete criteria by which we can measure our progress on our journey toward meeting our goals. Measuring progress helps us keep on track and lets us experience the satisfaction and excitement that comes along with achieving them. Attainable. By attainable, Corridor means realistic within the given time frame of 100 days. We can achieve pretty much anything if we're really committed, but we have to have a plan. And we have to seriously work that plan. When we do this, goals that once may have seemed impossible now seem within reach. Not because our goals have gotten smaller, but because we have expanded to match them. Risky. Wait, what? That sounds scary, right? Good, because Corridor tells us that our goals should be a little scary. Our goals should quite literally make us a bit nauseous. If we define a goal and then think, no problem, I've got this, then we aren't setting our sights high enough. And finally, tangible. Now this one is usually known as time, but as we've said, the time period is 100 days, so Corridor substitutes that for a different T, tangible. Quote, a tangible goal is when you can experience it with one of the senses, taste, touch, smell, sight, or hearing, end quote. Tangible goals are more likely to be specific and measurable, and thus attainable. Now that we know all the elements of a SMART goal, Corridor tells us to sit down and start writing. We should write down all of our goals, how we will measure them, and how we want to achieve each one. Big thought number 4 is the power of laser focus, 6 daily actions. Quote, failure to focus dilutes results. Paying full attention boosts your brain power, strengthens your synaptic connections, and creates the neural pathways that eventually turn your actions into your actuality. End quote. Part of STMA's goal is to keep us laser focused on our visions and goals for the entirety of the 100 days so that we can turn our visions into our realities. A laser, by focusing all of its energy in one spot, can literally break through rocks. Corder asks us to see the correlation between a laser's focus and the power of our own focus when we include it in our daily activities. Quote, "You must put your focus on the end result and stay focused on the end result, regardless of what happens around you." End quote. The regular actions we take eventually become our habits, whether or not we intend for them to. Corder wants us to harness this bit of human nature and use it to our advantage to help keep us focused on our goals. We have to identify the daily actions that will contribute to our success and turn them into habits. To help us out, Corder has identified the 6 daily actions that we need to customize and then act upon every day in order to achieve our vision. Number 1, our morning routine. This is the part of our day that is all about us. It's where we set ourselves up for success for the rest of the day. During this time, we mentally, physically, and spiritually prepare for what the day might bring. We should develop a routine that allows us to be ready to capitalize on opportunities that may come our way and crush any obstacles that fall into our path. Number 2, rainmaking. Also known as business development, rainmaking is key to anyone's business or practice. Corder tells us that daily focus of a minimum of 4 minutes is what's required to expand our network of strategic partners and prospective clients. Those 4 minutes, or more if we desire, are crucial to our success. We'll use a tool that we'll talk more about later on called the 12x12 system to full focus our efforts. Number 3, work product. Bringing in new clients is one thing, but delivering on the products and service they expect is another thing entirely. Scheduling time to execute on what we've promised is crucial to our success. This scheduled time can be a full day or a few hours in the morning, at night, whatever. It just needs to happen when we're fresh and at our best, and it must be sufficient to accomplish what we've promised. Corder tells us to pinpoint the exact time when we feel like we're at the top of our game and make sure we're tackling the most complex tasks at that time. But this isn't just for business. Making times for the most important people and things in our lives is also crucial to our success. Number 4, keeping clients happy. Our clients don't only need us when we are delivering a product or service. They also need to know that we value their relationship. To let them know we really care, reach out at strategic, carefully planned times to check in and just say hello. Number 5, administration. Administrative work is usually everyone's least favorite part of their job. But look at it this way. If we don't take the time to send out invoices and log our time, we don't get paid. Corder suggests that we schedule our administrative time for when we're least effective. This kind of work doesn't usually take much brain power, so we shouldn't waste our best hours on it. Number 6, personal time with friends and family. We don't work hard simply because it's fun and rewarding, although that is hopefully an important part of it. We also work hard so that we can have the means to create great experiences and lasting memories with the ones that we love. Quote, "Put the most significant people in your life where they belong, on your calendar." End quote. Schedule date nights and play dates and golf outings and long weekends and stick to them. Once we identify and customize our 6 daily actions, our focus on them is instrumental in our success. The 12x12 system. Who's on our bench? Quote, "You are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with." Jim Rohn. As we're going through the STMA, who we have on our bench really matters. Quote, "Just as studies show we are much more productive when working in a clean, organized environment, the same increase in productivity shows up in your life not only when it's without drama, but is full of rich, fulfilling, and mutually beneficial relationships." End quote. Choosing who we put on our teams in life and business is critical to our success. Staffing our life team is typically pretty simple. It consists of our closest friends, our families, and our partners. Our business teams can be a little bit trickier, so Corder gives us the 12x12 system to help us create a viable network. The system consists of 3 phases. Note, using a 12x12 Excel spreadsheet is the best way to lay this out. Phase 1, get organized. First, we determine our 12 most important professional categories and sort them in order of importance. Then we should fill in the connections we already have in those categories. Phase 2, get intentional. During this phase, we identify the most important categories in which we don't have at least 12 contacts. Then we simply find more professionals, either through existing clients, others in the same category, or through LinkedIn. Phase 3, get going. Now we get going. Network, network, network until we have at least 12 contacts in our 12 different categories. Using this system will help us drastically expand our business network with quality connections, but the results should not be static. Quarter tells us to constantly be adding and editing as we meet more people who bring us business. The next big thought is make a plan, prepare, launch, accountability, and next. Quote, if you are not able to see your goals, they will take longer to achieve, and sometimes longer is never. End quote. So now that we've covered the basics, it's time to make our plan, which in this case is an acronym that stands for prepare, launch, accountability, and next. Our plan will consist of several parts, most of which we've already covered: the dates of our 100 days, our 100-day vision, our purpose, our top three goals, our three areas of focus, our resources, and our next steps. Ready? All right, here we go. Prepare. We wouldn't climb a mountain or run a marathon without being prepared, and we shouldn't set out on our 100-day vision journey without being prepared either. During this phase, we need to answer the tough questions that will help us get focused, organized, and ready to go, like, why are we here, and where are we now, and what's working and what isn't? This is where we define our vision, our goals, our team, and the systems and processes that we'll put into action to make our vision a reality. Launch. Once we've answered all the hard questions and clearly identified our vision, we're ready to launch. Our launch date is our official day one, and that's when we put all of that planning into practice. We'll be making measurable progress, moving closer and closer to our goals. Accountability. When we don't have someone or something to hold us accountable, we are more likely to slide. We'll give ourselves extra time to complete steps, or we'll skip things altogether. It's important that we build in accountability networks to ensure that we stay the path and emerge successful. Next. Now that we're off on our journey and anticipation is running high, we're excited and can't wait to see what's in store for us. But we're probably a little nervous, too. After all, what if this doesn't work? Quarter tells us that part of anticipation is picturing in our mind's eye what we want to happen in the future, and that what we see with our eyes doesn't matter nearly as much as what we see in our mind. Envisioning what we want our reality to look like will create a sense of anticipation, and that sense of anticipation will light a fire under our butts to really make things happen during our 100-day journey. Quote, that anticipation you have created will be recreated and sustained, and thus will be really powerful. End quote. So there we have it, Quarter's step-by-step program for turning your vision into a reality in just 100 days. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you again soon. And until next time, here's to moving one book closer to living 12 Category Smart.